Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Follow Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Rick Arman of the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com is reporting that Cincinnati's Listerman Brewing Company is brewing a special beer to commemorate the return of Van Gogh's Undergrowth with Two Figures at the Cincinnati Art Museum. The beer is unnamed as of yet, but the style will be a New England IPA, and it will be released at 10 a.m. on July 21st on draft and in 16-ounce 4-pack cans retailing for $15.99, with 10% of the proceeds going to the art museum. The beer will also be available at the Cincinnati Art Museum's Art After Dark Beer Bash on July 27th. Rick also has the details on Sideswipe Brewing Company's special release party for Mojo Flow Hoppy Amber Ale. The second annual event will be taking place at the Columbus Brewery on July 21st from 2 to 10 p.m. Six packs will retail for $10 and customers will receive a special surprise while supplies last. For more details, check out Rick's article on Ohio.com and Sideswipe Brewing Company on Facebook. Mark Bona of Cleveland.com is reporting that Southern Tier's long-awaited Cleveland Brewery has been slightly delayed. The brewery was set to open in the last week of June, however, due to some final hoops to jump through, they are aiming for a July 23rd opening. Mark also has the details on the highly anticipated Cleveland Brewery Passport Program. Destination Cleveland has partnered with 30 Greater Cleveland breweries for the trail, which will stretch as far as Avon to the west, Willoughby to the east, and Strongsville to the south. All of the participating breweries are within 25 miles from downtown Cleveland. You can pick up your passport at any of the participating breweries. For more information, check out Mark's article on Cleveland.com. Hey listeners, are you interested in learning more about beer? I mean, a lot more. Join Market Garden Brewery on July 23rd for the Beer Savvy Boot Camp. Boost your beer IQ and prepare for the Certified Beer Server exam with this fun, interactive class put on by the Cicerone Certification Program, the leaders in beer service certification and training. The boot camp will run from noon to 4 p.m. at Market Garden Brewery. Participants also receive a short book of readings and resources to help them prepare for the Certified Beer Server exam. The cost of the class is $99. Please note, the cost of the class does not include the Certified Beer Server exam. For more information, visit Market Garden Brewery on Facebook. Great Lakes Christmas Ale fans, get ready. The brewery will tap a single batch of their famed Christmas brew on Wednesday, July 25th at 11:30 a.m. There will be no growler fills, nor will there be any bottle distribution until late October, so if you want to get your lips on a glass of Christmas ale, you've got to get to the Great Lakes Brew Pub in Ohio City. For more information, visit Great Lakes Brewing Company on Facebook. Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News is reporting that 7-Pour-O, located in Portsmouth, Ohio, was awarded their A1C brewing permit this week. Congratulations to everyone at 7-Pour-O. You can join me at Avon Brewing Company on Wednesday, July 18th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join me as we enjoy beer from this month's featured brewery here on the Tap Room exclusive. You can also try their award-winning pulled pork burger, voted best burger in Lorain County. I'll see you there July 18th. Landgrand is holding a Bark and Brew event on July 11th. They will be donating 20% of all beer sales to Rescued Ohio, a group whose goal is to provide aid and support in the total care of abused, neglected, and unwanted animals and to ultimately find them loving forever homes. The event will take place between 3:30 and 10 p.m. on July 11th. Adoptable dogs will also be in attendance from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, visit Landgrand Brewing on Facebook. Hey Platform fans, the brewery has teamed up with Brewnuts for a strawberry donut Berliner Weiss style beer. The Taproom exclusive release will be available for purchase on July 14th. Doors open at 10 a.m. There is no case limit per customer. 16-ounce 4-pack cans to go will retail for $14.99. Visit Platform on Facebook for more information. And just a reminder that Zaftig Brewing Company is having Christmas in July all month long. Proceeds are benefiting Habitat for Humanity's House That Beer Built initiative. Zaftig has pledged to raise money to help build a home for a family in need in the summer of 2019. Here's what's happening all month long. $1 from each pour of bourbon barrel-aged I Believe in Santa Porter will be donated to Habitat for Humanity. Round up your purchase. Any purchase you make can be rounded up to the next dollar with those extra pennies going to the Habitat for Humanity. Zaftig's Christmas tree will be up, and when you make a donation to the house that Beer built, your name will be placed on an ornament and put up on the tree. And save the date for July 14th. They will have musical guests, the Funky Uncles Band, ugly sweaters, and or Hawaiian shirts are pretty much guaranteed. And that'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Howard Ross, chairman of the Brewfest Waterfront District, at thetaproomexclusive.com. You can subscribe to the show on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarball telling you to please drink responsibly.